On March 2nd, California voters will make their choice for the Democratic presidential nominee, but the election that day also holds great interest for Arnold Schwarzenegger. The ballot contains two initiatives that the state's new governor says are essential to solving California's fiscal crisis, a $15 billion bond measure, and a proposal to limit future spending. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports that Schwarzenegger is going all out to get them passed.
From San Diego to San Jose, at Marine bases and middle schools, Arnold Schwarzenegger has been ceaselessly beating the drum for Propositions 57 and 58, which he says are vital to California's economic recovery. Recently, he took his show to the World Ag Expo in Tulare in the rural Central Valley. There he explained why an initiative to borrow up to $15 billion and another to limit future spending were the sensible way to handle California's massive deficit.
And what we are doing with those two initiatives is exactly what a financial advisor would do. If you go the day to a financial advisor and say, look, I have a spending problem, I am a spending addict, I cannot help myself, can you help me? He would say, yes, let's consolidate all the debt, let's refinance it, and then let's cut up the credit card and throw it away. This is exactly what they do.
The two measures are inextricably linked. Unless both pass, neither takes effect. And Schwarzenegger warns that without them, he'll be forced to make drastic cuts he describes as, quote, Armageddon. There has been virtually no organized campaign opposing Propositions 57 and 58. That's not to say the measures are without critics. Arguably, the most vocal is State Treasurer Phil Angelides, a Democrat commonly seen as a possible opponent of Schwarzenegger's in 2006. He says bonds should be used for building things like schools or highways, not for paying the bills. And he says the governor isn't being straight with the voters when he says the borrowed money will be used only to pay off old inherited debt.
The governor is proposing to borrow $15 billion, and by his own accounting, plans to use $3 billion of the bonds for next year's budget. So he's continuing the borrowing, and you know, from the day he took office, he cut the car tax, he widened our budget deficit by $4 billion, he continued to spend, and there are other ways to do this.
Angelides suggests raising taxes on the wealthy, which Schwarzenegger has rejected. The bonds, says Angelides, are just part of the governor's misguided approach to the state's fiscal problems.
What I see is a budget approach from Governor Schwarzenegger that entails borrowing that will mortgage our children's future, and a budget that slashes critical investments in higher education, in health services for children, that I believe weakens us economically and is not fair.
But Angelides doesn't have a lot of company, even from members of his own party. In fact, more Democrats in the legislature than Republicans voted in favor of putting the two measures on the ballot. And a Democrat, State Controller Steve Wesley, is co-chairing Schwarzenegger's campaign to pass them.
For the first time in a long time, Republicans and Democrats
are working together in Sacramento to solve California's problems.
That's Wesley finishing Schwarzenegger's sentence in a TV commercial now airing throughout the state. Democrat Wesley strolls into the frame from the left, the Republican governor from the right, and they meet in the middle.
Join us
in voting yes on 57 and 58.
This campaign is very unique, almost historic, in terms of the bipartisan support that we have.
Marty Wilson is the head of Schwarzenegger's California Recovery Team. It's a campaign committee the governor started just to promote the ballot measures he favors. Schwarzenegger has said all along that he will push his agenda by taking measures directly to the people. This is his first attempt, and Wilson acknowledges it's uphill all the way. A poll just released shows only 38% of voters support the bond measure.
We think that there's a huge undecided factor. It's a confusing set of measures, and so we have to engage in a very active and aggressive campaign and do a lot of voter education.
Wilson says the campaign will spend $9 to $10 million. In fact, the ferocious rate at which Schwarzenegger's been raising money has raised some eyebrows. An upcoming fundraiser asks donors to give up to $500,000. But political analyst Sherry Babbage Jeffy says the stakes right now for Schwarzenegger are incredibly high.
Because he has really put his political clout on the line, And Democrats and conservative Republicans are going to be looking at whether or not he is as strong politically as they think he has been up to now.
And they'll be looking at whether or not the voters are going to like Schwarzenegger's agenda as much as they seem to like him. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.